You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyne is here to discuss a tired question, or is it? So where are you from?
And a very good morning to you all. She who must be obeyed has been on to me for ages to talk to you about this. So I'm going to bring it up once and for all, if for nothing else, only for a bit of peace of mind. Are you a foreigner living here now? Or do you know a foreigner who currently lives here now? Well, please get in touch with me, because people are fascinated by how we came to be here. Now, on this point, I do have to agree with She Who Must Be Obeyed, because by and large, people are intrigued to learn about why and how I came to be living in the Bossier Shreveport area. How did y'all end up here? Well, that's a question I constantly have to answer, and it's not that I mind. Well, it's just that I get bored with listening to myself telling the same story over and over again. My ex-wife wanted to move here to be near her ailing parents, and we had a daughter, so I moved here to be near my kid. Hey, somebody's got to take care of me in my old age. Are you listening to this, Anya? Sometimes I tell people that I'm on the run from Interpol, or that I'm with the government, or that I'm in witness relocation. I tell you, once I've had a drop of whiskey in me, there's no telling what sorts of nonsense I can come up with. But it is true that since I've been here, I've met some amazing foreigners whose tale of immigration very often turns out to be, if not exactly fascinating, I mean, it's not like they've actually been in the witness relocation program or they're wanted by Interpol. Anyway, I've heard stories about your classic sort of political refugees. I've met people from former Yugoslavia, from Kampuchea, people who had to come here because their lives were in real danger. One lady's parents came from the Far East, and they came as political refugees, and her mom was heavily pregnant with her at the time and gave birth to her in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And as a result, the girl became known as Hershey. I met a guy recently from New Zealand. Actually, I met him at the Independence Bowl, which was my first ever American football game. I asked him what he thought of the game. Naturally, he started comparing it to rugby, said that he had a t-shirt at home that read, "No pads, no helmet, just guts." Needless to mention, he wasn't that impressed by American football. He tells me that his wife was from Finland, no less. Now, there's a pretty intriguing couple, I'd say. I mean, I've met people from England, Palestine, Australia, Germany, France, Italy, and those are just the places I can rattle off the top of my head. And the funny thing is that none of these people came here as a result of having anything to do with the military, because, as you know, here in Bossier, we have the Barksdale Air Force Base. So it's not surprising that, you know, a lot of people are drawn here from all over the world. Now, that being said, and no disrespect to those people, it's not like you chose to come here to this neck of the woods. So if you're listening, and if you have a wee story to tell about why you chose to come to this part of the world, perhaps you'd like to get in touch with me, and we'll either invite you into our brand new, state-of-the-art, gorgeous studio to do an interview, or we could do it on the phone, just because we want to hear your story. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.